I'm drinking chocolate.
I'm going to call to order the regular Board of Education meeting for Monday, July 10th, 2017. Mrs. Ratcher, will you take the roll, please?
Mrs. Vera Grievous, absent. Mr. Gaffney?
Here.
Mrs. Linkimer?
Here.
Mr. Manheim?
Here.
Mr. McNally?
Here.
Ms. Wyville?
Here.
Mrs. Yule?
Here. Would you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm just going to take a second today to point out what an important day this is. Once again, it's the first day of the new school year, officially July 1st, but today is a really significant day for Community Unit School District 303 as we welcome Dr. Jason Pearson as our new superintendent. The board was, about a year and a half ago, the board was really proud to make this appointment, and we were very happy that Dr. Pearson accepted our district and our offer. And so we are all looking forward to the new days and the new steps forward that our district will be making. And Dr. Pearson, D303, has somebody that knows our history, knows our schools, respects our traditions. He's motivated by progress and excellence, and he already cares deeply for our students. So this is a big day for us and a pretty big day for him as he begins this new phase of his career. And I just want to make sure that you know how very happy we are that you're here, how welcome you are, and how everybody is so excited that you will be our new superintendent. So congratulations. Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Now, to the agenda. First order is the citizen comments, and there is one citizen comment from Ms. Rell, Bobby Rell.
Would you like me to read this, Mrs. Hill? The school code provides for a public comment period at each board meeting subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 30 minutes per meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personnel matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. Please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, Bobby Rail, thank you. And I'd like to, as a taxpayer, welcome Dr. Pearson to his first board meeting, sitting in the superintendent's seat. And I'd also like to thank Mr. McNally for his work in getting hot water to Thompson. And that will mean that we will have hot water for hand washing, a double sink with four faucets. There will be hot water in every prep room sink. And there will be probably be 11 wear washers for the 11 classrooms with hot water, unlike Redling that will have hot water to two prep room sinks and three wear washers for 11 science rooms, the comparable number of science rooms. I realize that we're past the bidding phase for Redling, and school is going to open in August, and the building needs to be in good shape. However, I think the important question is, what is our science program going to be? At the last business services meeting, it was recommended that there be no glass boards at Thompson because it would cost over $350,000. There will be glass boards in the science rooms at Redling. Glass boards, if you do the arithmetic at $350,000 for 46 classrooms, it's between $7,000 and $8,000 added on per classroom, when the bid for hot water to the prep rooms was $6,500. Why hot water to the prep rooms? Forget the hand washing. If we are going to have students in lab regularly, teachers have cleanup. There needs to be hot water to the prep room sink, and there needs to be wear washers. Because as an old science teacher, I can tell you what it's like spending 2 to 3 hours after a classroom of labs cleaning up when you have kids to pick up. That's the nature of the beast. And if you don't have the wherewithal to clean up a lab, you aren't going to do it. And so I'm going to ask you to revisit at least the prep rooms. Forget the hand washing, cold water. But the prep rooms need hot water for cleanup. If you are at all serious about getting kids in lab regularly and not just giving them a handout to discuss and read and answer questions and write down their answers. I am being forceful about this, I know. But why are we going through this renovation if we're going to end up this way? I encourage teaching and learning to discuss what the new science program is going to be. But in the meantime, figure out a way to at least get hot water to those prep rooms. There are only 6 that need hot water. 2 already have them. And they're stacked, 4-on-4, 1 is off by itself. And so it is doable, it won't cost a lot of money. And I would hope that if there is any ripping up of floor in the new classrooms that are going to get new flooring, that if it has to go through some portion of the classroom to get to the prep room, please get the piping in there. We're just talking about hot water to the prep rooms right now. The initial bid was $6,500. Please execute it. Thank you. And if you can't get it done by August, get it done in December. Get it done next summer. Thanks.
Yes, and next item is the superintendent's comments.
Well, good evening. This is my first opportunity to have a superintendent's report to the board. And first of all, I would like to say, first of all, thank you to Mrs. Hewell for her kind words and to all the board members. You've been great over the last couple of days as we've made this transition. I've really appreciated the opportunity to work with the district team over the course of the last year as we've worked together on some really some big projects, which are some of them are culminating tonight. Some of the work is kind of culminating with a board vote to move forward. And so I am really appreciative to have had the year of transition that we've had over the last year to work with Dr. Schulman and the district team on the projects that we're moving forward. Mrs. Hewell already alluded to the fact that St. Charles is a district that has a legacy of excellence, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity to be here and to work with this outstanding board and in this great community and with the staff that we have in our school district. So thank you for that. I'd also like to report this evening that although it is summer, it is busy in our schools, and we have quite a few things going on. Today was the first day of our second session of summer school. And so far, in the first session, we had 93 students that were enrolled. In the second session, we have 113 students that are enrolled in summer school. We also have 42 students who participated in our online summer school program. So we continue to offer that service to families and students in our community that need either credit recovery or they want to get ahead in some coursework for the coming school year. We are going to have an opportunity over the course of the next year to talk more about our summer school programming because we'd like to possibly expand some of that, but we do still have families that take advantage of those opportunities. I also wanted to just take a moment to introduce our new senior leadership team meetings. That this is their first official meeting. Kelly Galt is here tonight, and she's of course our chief academic officer and assistant superintendent, and she's back here on my left, your right. And then also we have with us tonight Carol Smith. Carol is our new Director of Communications and Community Relations, and she's sitting in the back taking notes and sending out information via social media to keep our community informed of what's happening at the board meeting. So we'd like to welcome both of those people. And then also in addition to our students, our staff, they're working very hard this summer. We have over 30 courses and workshops taking place in our schools, professional learning. More than 700 of our staff members have enrolled in at least one summer workshop, which is a significant number, and it speaks to the quality of professional learning that our district is able to offer to our teachers. Many of our courses are teacher-led. They're selected based on teacher interest, and it's clear that our teachers really clearly value the professional learning opportunities that we have in District 303, and they're taking advantage of that. It kind of covers the gamut of of math and technology. There's some assessment. There's some literacy courses, and then, of course, also writing. So 700 teachers are doing that, and those courses are going on in our schools as well. That completes my report. Thank you, Ms. Huell.
Thank you, Dr. Pearson. We'll move on to committee reports. I will start with business services today. Mr. Mannheim.
Thank you. Yes, we met on June 27th, and I won't get into too much detail on some of the things since we had a full board there, which was good. So we got a lot of good discussion on topics. We started off, as we do, with the D303 financial report as well as the Mid-Valley financial report, and both those items are in the board packet for information. Our next topic was the high school booster advertising discussion, and we saw some potential advertising options that can be used for both North and East, and as well as an item of raising the admission prices from $4 to $5. That particular component we are taking action on tonight, we're going to vote on, and the rest of it's still being discussed. Right, we'll have an update maybe in July, maybe. Our next item was the review of the copy paper bids, and that's on for consent. That came in under the state's kind of budget there, so that's a good savings for us as well. Next was item E, was our three-year renewal of our health insurance consultant agreement, and that's something that the district felt good that we've had good experience with our current vendor, and we want to continue doing work with them. Our next item was one of our bigger ones, which is our second review of the draft of the D303 budget. And we continue to learn some new things from the state and kind of fine-tune those. We'll have our final draft at our July business service meeting. Next few items pertain to IT. So it'll be new furniture for the IT department out at Peck Road. H, which is the Adobe software renewal. I, the ASOP renewal. J, the Aruba ClearPass renewal. K, the Blackboard maintenance renewal. L, our annual Destiny support renewal. Gaggle renewal, as well as our IEP plus eSchool renewal. And our K-12 Insight, it's a three-year renewal. As well as upgrading our printer software for next year. And the SIF support renewal for the fiscal year of next year. That took us down to item R, which got into some of our capital improvement projects. Reviewed the quotes for annual bleacher, black backstop, curtain divider, batty cage inspections. We do those every year to make sure that everything's in working condition and safe. Item S, the award of contract for the summer asphalt at East High School. Item T was the award of contract to East High School for the Archway project, which is kind of a unique project where three classes at East kind of pooled their senior gift together. And then one of the students worked with a local firm to design something, and that's going to go at East Campus. Item U, the award of contract at Anderson for some asbestos abatement. And then our really big topic was our discussion of bids for Thompson, and we'll be taking action on those tonight. But we got a chance to see and hear from the architects as well as the administration the results of the bid opening that I actually was able to go to with Mr. Gaffney and Ms. Huell, and we got to see that there were six bidders that took part of the process. They're all very competitive, which is a good thing to see. Even the low three were all very competitive with each other. And the really good news was they all came in under our budget that we had, which allowed us to take some alternates on. And so those alternates are going to kind of help improve the safety, and we're going to have essentially new roof over the whole project, which will be a good thing. And so a lot of good improvements, and I think the administration and the architects did good work having a good selection of alternates to go through and helped us, you know, if that what we hoped for was getting under budget, and we were able to take on some of those things. So I think that was a good thing. So I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a really nice school. And that is on for action. And then item W is an ATS and our work authorization for additional on-site hours for the architects as well as the engineers. That was tabled to July Business Services as we requested some further information on that. And then item X was our proposed change to start and end times for the middle schools for 17-18 as well as 18-19 school years to kind of help with alleviate some of the congestion and keeping kids from staying outside for bus. And then our last item that was on the agenda was the construction update. And Mr. Lamp gave us an update on all the projects that are continuing to go on in the district, and everything's on schedule and moving along, and they're all going to be ready for the start of the school year. So, and then our last item, which wasn't on our agenda, but it was an emergency item, which is our chiller at North that we're going to take action on tonight. So, and that is it.
Thank you very much. It was a long, really, I wouldn't say tedious, but there were a lot of really big
It was a good discussion. I was happy that, you know, all seven board members were there, and that helped, you know, flush out things and get further information. And so, especially for a summer meeting, it was good.
Absolutely.
So
thank you
very
much.
So I thank everybody for attending.
Thank you.
All right.
I think our only other meeting was the learning and teaching meeting.
Learning and teaching met, and we started out with items for recognition, welcomes and celebrations, it's under. We're working social studies curriculum design development team was working June 12th through 16th on how changes in the standards and curriculum are going to affect teachers. They're going to meet in August and continue to meet throughout the year for evaluation of the curriculum development. We discussed Advantage, math recovery, levels 1 and 2 classes were held in early June as well. That's a program to help identify supports needed for students. Project Synergy, June 12th through 23rd was the ninth grade students met. That's kind of the kickoff for their four-year program. And this is kind of the first step for a four-year program that they're going to be undergoing as a group. The items that we mainly discussed, foreign language, middle school foreign language. There was a discussion about the current policy. The current policy is that if students have a grade of B or better, they're able to take middle school foreign language and get high school credit for it. It was kind of a lively discussion about it. The initial request was to allow that for a passing grade only. And I think we kind of settled on a recommendation of at least a C. The proposal asked for a C or better in high school foreign language subsequent courses. I have that correct? And then the students can get credit for a foreign language. The rationale for that was, is initially for the requested change is we're hoping to get the students to be able to get more classes in by maybe finishing their foreign language requirements earlier, avoid some repetition of courses, and if the course equivalent in middle school was the same rigor as the high school course, we felt that it was an acceptable thing to do. The rationale for a C or better is we want to make sure that the rigor is still there. So there was some concern about that, and I think we kind of settled on that as the proposal. That is the only action item for tonight from that meeting. We also talked about additional pathways for math. Right now, there are three pathways. There's the regular pathway, accelerated, and AT. And we're looking at an additional pathway where they will compact 3 years of math into 2 years. There'd be no skipping of curricular work. And that the acceptance would be based on fifth grade COGAT scores, third and fourth grade PARC scores, and performance series testing, grades 3 through 5. And this is not for this coming school year. That's for the 2018-19 school year. So we're going to be discussing this again, I think, is that October?
Yes.
So we're going to be kind of reviewing after
October
they do some work.
Yeah, it's October and March.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last was ALOP, and 76% ALOP is the alternative learning programs. 76% success rate for credit recovery. Students receive 0.5 credits per course, and there's a potential for broadening the range of interventions, and so we're kind of looking at how to do that. Right now, it's funded by full general state aid. Regional Office of Education, this is one that kind of concerned me, but I guess they have to get their cut, gets 5% of the money as it's filtered back through to us. In 2017-18, Medicaid and previously allocated funds will pay for this, and 18-19, it will be the ALOP grant. The discussions were location and transportation, I think, were the big issues for discussion. We're moving it to North this year. There was a discussion about transportation needs and kind of where the students were coming from. And so, and then the last part of that was tuition-based seats are going to be offered to other Mid-Valley districts. So.
Thank you very much. I was wondering if there was an update on if there was a change in the site for next year. People were thinking about whether it would be moved east due to the number of students at each different.
Yeah, that was the big discussion, is if most of the students were coming from one part of town,
that makes sense.
Why would we hold it in the other part of town?
But.
Thank you. And okay. Do you have a meeting on Monday?
We actually were just discussing that, and there was only one agenda item, it was a relatively minor item, and so we're gonna cancel that meeting for Monday.
Okay. I didn't even know that, but I just...
Well, I didn't know. We just discussed it right before the meeting, and that's
well
how
done.
It was. So.
Thank you. I was not able to attend intergovernmental last month, but I will be attending Thursday's meeting, and that's it for our meetings this month, unless anybody... Did anything else? Okay. We're on to the action items. A is the awarding of the contract for Thompson Middle School. May I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Gaffney?
Second.
And Mr. Mannheim is the second. I just wanted to say, to note this auspicious occasion, actually, this is the culmination of years of meetings and summits. Board of Education members were at all of them. Somebody was at all of those meetings, and we were very busy. It also included meetings with middle school teachers and middle school families, preparation with architects, the hiring of a district representative, the securing of money using our savings and bonding power, and it also included the board making a tough decision, such as to close Haynes Middle School. But today, the board vote will represent a number of important things to our district. The D303 community will have the opportunity to have equal modern middle school facilities, improved buildings allowing for an enhanced curriculum. We will also be closing one middle school as part of a solution to the decreasing enrollment in the district. We have a project that looks to be under budget, and all the while we're retiring bonds and lowering taxes for the taxpayers in the same year. So it is a very good time to be in D303, and for myself, and I'm sure for the board, we are very appreciative to administration for all the work that they've put in thus far to bring us here, and we look forward to all the improvements and all the good learning that will come out of this new building. So thank you very much. And with that said, I'd like to just check in with both chairs of the Business Services Committee if they would like to say anything about their view of the final parts or any parts of this project and what you've noticed.
Well, I think you kind of hit on a lot of the things I was going to say, and I talked about them on my committee report as well, too, but I know this is something that we've talked about at least since I've been on the board for 6 years now. You know, we started talking about the science classrooms and things there at Thompson and Haynes, and then we started talking about the air conditioning, you know, 6 years ago, and starting to bring those into the elementary schools, and then kind of holding off on the middle schools until we knew exactly what we were going to do. And, you know, so I think now we're going to see that all of our schools are going to be air conditioned as well. So I think that's something that's, at least I've been part of for 6 years now, so that's kind of cool. And then, yeah, seeing that the bids came in under is awesome. We got a lot of good alternates in there, as I talked about, that I think are going to make some good improvements for Thompson, things that, you know, we weren't sure we would be able to do, but definitely things that need to be done, like the roofs. So I think that's all good stuff. And we still saved over $2 million, even with those alternates. So I think that's kudos to administration and the architecture team and all the engineers and everybody's hard work. And as you pointed out, you know, a lot of meetings that board members attended to and kind of our summits and many nights of talking about this. And so it's kind of neat. As you kind of said, it's kind of a, well, it's not the culmination of the project. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work, and we're taking action on something for that next step, and I'm excited to be part of that.
And thank you very much for all the time that you've put into this, as you've even gone above and beyond using your expertise and helping this project be even better than...
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to comment on item A? Mrs. Retcher, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, board members. Thank you very much to everyone that had any part in this so far. Item B is the chiller compressor replacement in North High School. May I have a motion? Mr. Gaffney?
Second.
Mr. Manheim?
One point of clarification on the chiller is that we're only putting in one chiller out of three. Okay, the full unit is a couple $100,000, and we've only had one out of three chillers go out, and that's all we're replacing. It's just one chiller. I just want to make sure everybody understands that this is not a complete unit. It's just one chiller.
Thank you. You know, I heard that a bit earlier when we sat down, and I am just wondering, does that mean that we're reaching the useful life of the other ones?
No. There's three compressors in that chiller, and by having that, we'll be able to maintain and assist to keep it up and running. So even though it's an older chiller, it still has a lot of life left. So $30,000 is a good investment, even if we get 3 or 4 more years out of it. And I think we'll get longer than that. That's what our engineer is saying.
Good. Thank you for bringing that up. Are there any other comments on that? None heard. Mrs. Retcher, would you take the roll, please?
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes, the motion carries unanimously. Item C is the high school transfer, high school transcript credit for middle school foreign language classes. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Second.
Mr. McNally? We heard about it in your report. Are there any other conversation about it?
Felt this was pretty fully vetted. That evening, I thought we spent a great deal of time discussing it, had a good, in your word, spirited. That's a good word. So I don't feel like this is anything that we haven't looked at the ramifications of and talked through. I'm not going to say everybody was necessarily in agreement at the committee meeting, but I think that we were able to come to some common ground and some understanding of what the goal here is. So I'm hoping that we can go ahead and include this this change in credit for foreign language.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mrs. Linkemer. Actually, I was going to say something similar, but I just wanted to add to that I do think this was a compromise in our discussion. Sorry, it's really loud. And I just want to just reiterate that we did discuss talking about looking at this in a year from now and looking at the results to see the percentages again, to look at those bottom tier 10% students to kind of see where they were falling for next year. So just to remind everyone that we're going to revisit this potentially in a year and see where our statistics are then, just as a reminder. So thank you.
Thank you. You're right about that. It's always good to check on these things. He's writing it down as we speak. I think it also is good to be noted that this was a compromise situation on the board, where some people thought might should be lower, some higher, and or remain the same, and we came up with things I think a lot of people are happy with. Is there any other discussion? None heard? Would you take the roll? I'm sorry. Do I have to officially?
No. Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Item D is the athletic admission price increase. May I have a motion? Mr. Gaffney?
Second.
And Mr. McNally is, Mr. Manheim is second. Is there any discussion on this?
No, I was just going to, I forgot to mention in my committee report, just kind of touch on two things. Raising that $5 is also going to put us in line with our neighboring districts as well. And also that dollar increase is going into the general district fund. And this will also kind of help the boosters in a way too, because this kind of aligns with their booster passes. So it makes it more appealing to buy the booster pass now, because before, if you bought the booster pass, you're actually paying more than if you went to all the games. So mm-hmm. this kind of helps them, and it kind of helps the district, so it's kind of a win-win.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Those are good clarification points. I thought I saw you move.
He just said exactly what I was going to say. So
word for word.
Almost.
Yeah. I was going to say just one more thing, that this supports the collaborative suggestion of the combined boosters. What is with my mic? Sorry. Okay. Sorry. And that this was their suggested ad package, and we're just supporting their collaborative effort of what their suggestion was, and that we're trying to all work together. And I think it was a great effort on both their parts to unite North and East and to support that. So. Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine anybody that has to count all those singles after the games will be very happy with this. What I see this vote as being. Anyone else? Nothing. Would you take the roll call, please?
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. The motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Is there any item that anyone would like to have pulled? Oh, okay. None heard. May I have a motion? Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
And a second is Mr. Manheim? Now I probably should have asked. Is there anything anyone would like to pull? Okay, none heard. Would you take the roll call vote, please?
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Mr. Gaffney?
Yes.
Mrs. Linkemer?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. And that is it for our action items. We have our four information, Freedom of Information requests, and the financial reports for May 2017 for both D303 and Mid Valley. And the next item is new business. Does anyone have anything for new business? None heard. It's not new business, but I would just like to say to board members that at your places, you have a folder relative to our workshop that we'll have on Monday. And
Saturday.
Yeah, if it's Monday, I can make it.
At your places. And also, I have to, the agenda has just the morning agenda. So I didn't realize that our little afternoon agenda wasn't on there, and I will put that out to you in a email through with the Mrs. Scratchford's help. And I think that is it. Good. We do not have any items for closed session. So may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Mr. McNally and Mrs. Linkemer is a second. Would you take the vote, please?
Mr. Gaffney.
No.
Mrs. Linkemer.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes.
Mrs. Yule.
Yes, the motion carries. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for coming to our first meeting of the year. These are the things that.